Imagine stepping out of your classroom during a devastating famine and realizing that $27 from your own pocket could free 42 people from predatory lenders. This is exactly what Muhammad Yunus did in Bangladesh in 1974, planting the seeds for what would become Grameen Bank, an institution now serving 8 million borrowers with a remarkable 98% repayment rate. But Yunus didn't stop there. His revolutionary concept of social business has attracted partners ranging from Danone to Intel, creating what Bill Clinton calls the most important economic idea of our time. Even the Dalai Lama praises it as capitalism with a human face. This isn't just another economic theory, it's a practical blueprint for reimagining our entire economic system from the ground up. Social business emerged organically from Yunus's work in Bangladesh, where his programs evolved into independent companies. Examples include Grameen Telecom, connecting millions of rural villagers to the outside world, and Grameen Shakti, whose affordable solar energy systems now power over 2 million rural homes. Yunus created a revolutionary model, a non-loss, non-dividend company dedicated to solving social problems while remaining financially self-sustaining. Unlike traditional businesses measuring success through financial returns, social businesses evaluate impact through improved quality of life and environmental benefits. Unlike charities dependent on donations, they generate enough revenue to cover costs, reinvest in growth, and operate indefinitely. This approach addresses a fundamental flaw in our economic system. Traditional capitalism assumes humans are one-dimensional profit maximizers, when we're multidimensional beings whose happiness comes from many sources, including helping others and finding meaning in our work. Social business provides an outlet for this selfless dimension of human nature that conventional business models ignore. Social business comes in two types. Type I is a non-loss, non-dividend company solving social problems where investors recover only their initial investment. Type II is a profit-making company owned by poor people with dividends flowing to those in need. Grameen Danone Foods exemplifies type 1 with its nutrient-fortified yogurt for malnourished children, while Grameen Bank represents type 2, owned by its poor borrowers. This model differs from social entrepreneurship, a broader term for socially beneficial initiatives, and corporate social responsibility, which typically allocates only 1-5% of profits to social good. Social businesses commit 100% of their resources to positive change. The no-profit rule is non-negotiable. Partial commitment undermines the entire approach. When a business must maximize both profit and social benefit, profit inevitably wins in conflicts. Traditional businesses must price for maximum profits, while social businesses can prioritize accessibility while remaining sustainable. Social businesses should generate surpluses, but these profits stay within the company to expand operations or enhance impact. By removing the profit maximization constraint, social businesses can address problems traditional companies ignore because solutions wouldn't be profitable enough. The world's first consciously designed social business began when Yunus and Frank Ribuot, CEO of Groupe Danone, met for lunch. After hearing Yunus's explanation, Ribuot simply said, "Let's do it." Their teams developed a yogurt business to address Bangladesh's severe malnutrition, where 50% of children under 5 suffer from nutritional deficiencies. They created Shakti Doi, yogurt for energy, a nutrient-fortified yogurt containing 30% of a child's daily micronutrient requirements, priced at just 7 cents per cup. The eco-friendly factory sourced milk from local micro-farmers, creating additional economic benefits. Initially, sales stagnated at 3,000 cups daily, far below the 10,000 needed for sustainability. Sales improved only after ensuring saleswomen had explicit family support, especially from husbands, for door-to-door sales. When the 2008-2009 economic crisis forced a price increase, Grameen Danone reformulated the product into a smaller container with increased nutrient concentration, maintaining nutritional value while keeping the price affordable. They also expanded their urban market presence. By 2010, they were operating at full capacity, producing 80,000 cups daily. Key lessons emerged: maintain flexibility while pursuing your core mission, understand cultural context, welcome unexpected partnerships, and continuously challenge your business model assumptions. Social business stems from our natural drives for creativity, entrepreneurship, and making a positive impact. Unlike traditional entrepreneurs, social business creators identify problems first, then develop self-sustaining solutions. Begin by converting broad aspirations into specific, measurable goals. Transform eradicating poverty into creating employment for 5 people. Apply your unique talents to social change. Cultural workers can challenge harmful norms, engineers might develop recycling businesses, and outdoor enthusiasts could initiate reforestation projects. If you're searching for a problem to solve, focus on a vulnerable group: the poor, elderly, disabled, children, and create solutions that help customers earn or save more than they spend. Develop your model through thorough brainstorming, research, and listening to beneficiaries. Study previous failures and seek innovative solutions from other fields. Start small, testing your idea with minimal resources, perhaps your own initial funding. You don't need to reinvent the wheel. Study effective organizations, request business plans from successful social businesses, and explore social franchising. Learn from NGOs and companies whose approaches could become social businesses by removing the personal profit element. As social business evolves from concept to movement, supporting infrastructure is emerging. The Yunus Center in Dhaka anchors Grameen-related social businesses globally, while the Grameen Creative Lab in Wiesbaden drives growth through communication and venture support. Universities play key roles. Glasgow Caledonian established a nursing college in Bangladesh. California Institute of Social Business offers curriculum and research. Kyushu University created the Grameen Technology Lab, and HEC Paris launched a social business chair targeting French poverty. Social investment funds evaluate ventures, channel capital to promising initiatives, and develop standardized measurement tools, with the Danone Communities Fund and Grameen Credit Agricole Microfinance Foundation as examples. As social business grows alongside profit-maximizing companies, a dedicated social stock market will emerge to raise capital and facilitate trading, requiring clear definitions for genuine social businesses. The 2008 global economic crisis revealed capitalism's flaws while creating reform opportunities. Social business offers flexible solutions that expand market inclusion. Since World War II, capitalism has generated unprecedented prosperity for some while leaving billions behind. During the 2008 food crisis, staple prices soared due to population growth, changing consumption patterns, and harmful policies. Speculators treated food as commodities, profiting while millions suffered. Capitalism failing humanity at its most basic level. The financial crisis exposed credit markets as gambling arenas, where institutions created risky products for unsustainable profits. When the system collapsed, the poor suffered most, yet bailouts targeted the crisis-causing institutions rather than victims. We already possess the tools to solve our social problems. Solutions for infectious diseases, malnutrition, contaminated water, and healthcare access exist. The issue isn't resource scarcity, but our economic system's failure to make them accessible to those in need. Rather than passively predicting the future, we should actively create the world we desire, one without poverty or pollution, where children don't go hungry and preventable illnesses don't cause premature death. We can make dreams reality by organizing the present to welcome our envisioned future instead of letting our past obstruct it.